aggressive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial a Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial a Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that now I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this?
Welcome to Dial a Dork, everyone. I am your host, Irv Katz, your MC, your head guru, your Svengali, if you will. And we are here in my basement. I'm joined by your regular cast members, Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Hello.
Dork Almighty, Matt Minar.
Peanuts are not nuts.
And James Schmidt.
Farktacular.
Whose unfortunate nickname on the show is
Dr. J.
Dr. J.
The Science Gay.
The Science Gay.
That nickname is De Gay.
That nickname... Well, sucks.
LOL 111 exclamation mark.
I want to thank tonight's sponsor, the Santa Bar. Let me tell you, folks, when I'm looking for a chocolatey treat combined with the multi-textural goodness of crisped rice and soft milk chocolate,
there's crunchies in these?
I go for a Santa Bar. Santa Bar... No.
That's a Mally's Santa Bar.
No, don't say the actual. I mean, I'm trying to do this totally. I'm trying to do this in such a way that we can actually show sponsors, you know, how their product would kind of roll in with.
Did I say Mally's? I said that's Sally's.
All right, let me try that again. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Santa Bar. When I'm sitting in front of the computer and I'm looking to gain weight, I pull out a Santa Bar. And that's, of course, after I've pulled out. Now, you know what? I watch too much internet porn, mm-hmm. I think is what it comes down to. Tonight's show is brought to you by Internet Porn. Internet Porn Incorporated.
Goo. You know,
when my wife's at work and I'm at home self-employed, bored and not billing, I pull out my Santa Bar. Shit. I probably should have prepared something. All right, let me try this one more time. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Santa Bar. The Santa Bar is pure 100% milk chocolate, which is wrapped lovingly around a bevy of crisped rice pellets.
Would you let perhaps somebody else could do the plug and not suck ass at it?
I mean, maybe we could try some other product. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Topper Popper. The Topper Popper is the perfect gift for this Christmas season. You know, if you're having trouble with arthritis even fibromyalgia.
What's it do?
What it does is, you're right, I should probably say that early in the ad. Let's try that.
Take 370, 12.
Okay, tonight's Dial a Dork is brought to you by the Topper Popper. The beer popper.
It's the top popper and beer openers.
All right.
It's the poppity
tappity. Dial a Dork is brought to you by the Topper Popper. The Topper Popper is the only way I open my beer bottles. Okay.
Yes.
I am sick of the old, what do you call it?
Manual work.
Bottle opener of yesteryear.
Stupid lever.
dumb lever.
Stinking third class
the
lever.
Topper
you go
popper
squish now.
Fits right over the bottle. You press down. It's barrel shaped. You sort of press down on it and bam, the top comes off. The little magnet catches it. It's the most fantastic invention that ever come out of China.
If it's so great, then why is their website
what about
currently
Kung
available?
Their website is available?
Available for you to purchase.
I got to talk to my brother-in-law. What the hell is he doing? He's the one, he's got exclusive distribution rights to this thing in the United States.
As far as he knows.
Let me try this one more time. I wish I really should have written something down.
You really should have written anything down.
Okay, tonight's Dial a Dork is brought to you by the Topper Popper. The only way to open beer bottles. this side of the Rio Grande.
That's worst plug right. ever.
Tonight's Dial of Dork is brought to you by the Topper Popper, the only way I open beers. It's a barrel-shaped object, fits right over the top of the beer, and you just have to push down a little bit with your hand. It grabs the cap with a little magnet, and boom, off it goes. It's so much easier than... Training a helper monkey. So I recommend that you go out and get your Topper Popper today.
Go now. All supplies right. are limited.
Supplies are totally unlimited. However, the... They haven't even... You, oh, for Christ. Forget it. Anyway, hi, guys.
You're done.
La, la,
we'll try
la.
That again later.
La, 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 la.
Now then, well, what the hell are we going to talk about today?
I thought you wanted to talk about Ajax.
I didn't want to talk
detergent?
About Ajax.
Is tonight's show brought to you by Ajax?
Today's show is brought to you by Ajax, the latest web technology that allows you to do all sorts of neat things on websites like drag and drop, have custom-designed context menus, and what else can it do?
Oh,
Ajax will,
plenty of stuff.
Will be the undoing of the Microsoft operating system, I predict. I also predicted that the Browns would win on Sunday, and, well... I wanted to show everybody my new toy, my new MP4 player. It was directly shipped to me from Hong Kong after I purchased it on eBay. And it's kind of interesting because it was one of those things I talked about last week where the actual thing cost $20 and the shipping was, you know, $75. I'm not kidding. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Anyway, basically what it is that it's a small OLED video player. It also plays MP3s. It's also a voice recorder. It's also an FM radio. It's also a picture viewer, but that's neither here nor there. What I got it for was the OLED viewer, 65,000 colors. 65,535 or 36 colors, perhaps even. And it's a terrific little thing. The only thing I've discovered is that the software it came with, which uses a special codec to create the videos that play on this thing, is horrible. And so it took a 164 meg AVI, I think it was DivX 5, of a half-hour program of a larger resolution than this thing and turned it into a 300 meg, 8 frames per second piece of crap. So I'm a little disappointed with the conversion tool, and I'm going to have to work on that.
There's no brand name on this product. What?
Yes, the brand name is MP4, I think. Although that doesn't really...
Attempting to look up some information.
The only brand name you're really going to find this thing is Samsung, which produced the solid state or whatever, the memory in here that doesn't lose its... Well, I think it's actually RAM, and it just... drags a little battery charge off. I'm not sure what it is. No, it's the same kind of stuff in your USB drive or something like that. Your little key drive. Yeah, it's like So 512 megs. I should have sprung for the gig. Then I could have gotten like a whole episode of The Simpsons on there or something.
Would it have then have been the same price as your shipping?
Shipping would have been the same. The player would have been about twice as much. So I guess that was stupid.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get. So tonight's show is brought to you by crappy no-name Hong Kong MP4 player that doesn't reduce the video size but blows it up. Get one today.
Well, to be fair, codec stands for coding and decoding, not for compressing and decompressing.
You're correct. You're right.
So there's no guarantee it's going to compress.
No, there wasn't, but I just thought that the original resolution was the same size as... VCD, so that's like something on the order of like 320 by 240 or
times how many frames per second?
I think it's 29.97 frames per second.
That's a weird number, but so you compressed it to like how many pixels by a few pixels?
So this thing by
8
it
frames
it down
per second
to like 96 by 64 and only
by 8 frames per second.
At 8 frames per
it's
second,
twice the size
and less color resolution. And
it's twice the size.
So I don't really get it. Maybe it's the way that it did audio.
Maybe.
Maybe it's the way it did audio. I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it stinks.
Product manager on this particular device was an internal thing.
In Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
Or where was it from?
It's from Hong Kong.
Probably made in Taiwan.
Can I mention something here toward the beginning of the show?
Sure.
We got an email at some point last week, I think, from, I believe it was Shane.
Oh, yeah, Shane. Shane is our biggest fan next to my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's a pretty big fan.
He's head of our West Coast division, didn't you know?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I think we hooked him up with a free T-shirt.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. But he got Santa Bar all over it, so I think we have to send him another one.
Santa Bar, brought to you by DialTheDork.com.
So anyway, he was suggesting that we should have some show notes. And yeah, so I was going to volunteer to type up some show notes and put them on our weblog, which we haven't talked about for a long time because we haven't updated for a long time.
Will you be our official blog monkey?
I will be your official blog monkey, Irv. But the problem is the blogger seems to be very unresponsive right now, so the show notes might be tomorrow morning before they get up there. But I'm going to do them.
Okay. Oh, you were actually thinking about...
I was going to type them into Blogger and hit submit like at the end of the show so that it would be, you know,
bam,
right away.
Bam.
But Blogger's not cooperating.
All right, well, so no problem.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Blogger.
And Shane.
And Shane.
Not the movie.
Shout out to Shane.
The guy.
And Emerald. Bam.
And Emerald.
Emerald.
Well, anyway, Shane, so there you go, Shane. We're going to actually try to execute your as I told Shane, one of the greatest things standing between this show and real success, I think, is
show
is,
notes.
Is my laziness.
I was going to say it was the number of listeners.
Oh.
But that's just me.
Well, I was that's not funny.
Well, you can't tell a listener that we don't have enough listeners. That's rude.
He should get more people to listen with.
Well, go get some
he
more people to listen.
That's right, parties. Shane, you got to have dial a dork parties.
Shane, tell 10 people.
Maybe you could kidnap.
She's my cousin.
Gwen Stefani's here in Cleveland.
Really? I'm thinking she's busy about now.
I looked in the windows but I didn't see her. That was a little stalker of me right now.
I was going to say that's very stalker of you.
Matt, I don't think is your mic on?
It's better this way.
Well, you're like nothing, man.
Probably bounced on something.
Yeah. What kind of panning crap is this?
No, don't mess with the panning. I think we need to crank up.
Don't have a panic attack. That's awful. All
right, try it again. Talk into that thing.
Hello.
Whoa. Don't talk so loud.
All right, well, that was better.
You just
deafened
our boy.
Well, I don't know, man. Like you seem really, your levels seem really, really low.
One, two, three.
Those look good. Okay. I don't know what
perfect.
I'm saying.
Anyway, it's better now.
Anyway, tonight's show is brought to you by...
Panning.
Yes, left and right. Panning
the letter
is
U
something that
and the number
all
seven.
Households should... What?
The letter U in the number seven.
Yeah.
Dead silence, Drew. Yeah. I don't just were those just random.
No, that's Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Yeah, thing. I know, but I mean, do they have anything to do with panning?
No.
Well, there's the U7 Teflon coating that they put on some pans now.
It's
is
terrible.
That what you were talking about?
That no. Of course.
Is no. That really a thing? U7?
No.
Could I make something up
yes.
Like that
and
fast?
Quickly.
I
no.
Think you could.
No.
Okay, well, tonight's show is brought to you by Teflon.
I have to go edit the Wikipedia.
Okay, so Shane, we are going to try to implement your suggestion and have links available on our blog. As opposed to in our archives page, we will just have them in our blog. Maybe we'll have a link to the blog entry in the archives page. Maybe that would be the best thing to do.
You know, really, we should have just combined the Anchor button Dial a Dork blogs. That would kind of make a more exciting place to be.
Yes.
I mean, they're all dorks anyway, right?
Anchor Butt, if you're wondering, is the sort of social blog amongst our circle of friends that, you know, well, the circle of friends that rotates around 6001 Landerhaven Drive, Suite D. Or used to.
All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, so anyway,
that's
what
besides
are we talking
the point.
About tonight? I don't want to talk about Ajax. Okay, did Russ suggest that? And he's not even here.
Yeah,
Russ did suggest
Russ,
that.
We're not
talk
I don't
about
know
Ajax,
any Russ.
And according
so Russ
to Slashdot, Ajax is to suck.
Well,
in other Slashdot news, Microsoft purchased
Roxor.
India for $1 per person, 1.7 billion people.
Told you.
Ajax sucks most of the time. And .eu open for registration. The European, apparently, according to FARC, which is a source of all my good information, sex.eu was the most widely requested.
Sex.eu
was the most widely requested domain name.
So
I agree. If you say it out loud like that, not many people want it.
So what was the first registered domain under ew?
I don't know. That's a great question. Somebody should check that out. Somebody who doesn't have, say, a mic in their hand, for example.
Hmm. Could it be Satan, maybe?
Go to. Drew picks up his mic. I'm busy.
I'm trying to go to sex.eu.
Put it, no, just to anything.eu. I don't even know if they're, it's just registered. Let's see.
By the way, gents, just in case you were wondering, just when you thought it
they're
was
just
safe,
registering their names.
Just when you thought it was safe to chat again, apparently AOL Instant Messenger, there's a worm that chats with you. And when you like ask it something, it'll say, or if you say, is this a virus or something, it'll say, LOL, no, this is not a virus. Now download this file or something like that. And people are actually doing it because teenagers are allowed to use AOL Instant Messenger.
Because teenagers are dumb. I can vouch for that.
Dumba. Yeah, well, you can. You deal with them on a daily basis, do you not?
Not terribly bright.
All right, in other technical news.
You probably shouldn't be saying that, should you?
Well,
Well, he's there to make them smart, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
I've seen them, trust me. They come rather not bright.
A company called Pets Mobility has come out with PetCell, the first cell phone for dogs.
All right, stupid. Let's skip that one. How about this one? The next outbreak of the sober virus is due for
lungs,
December 7th.
Could you shout,
Matt,
shout a little less.
Stop making a cone around the mic with your Matt. Hand and talking into it.
Can you please lower my levels?
Yeah, the sober is planned for January 5th.
January 5th.
January 5th.
What is
sober. Sober. We're all going to be sober on January 5th.
The hell you say?
Oh, my God.
The virus that came out last year is due to
resend itself all over the place.
Itself
although
all
I did just
itself.
Something happened and I've lost all of Slashdot, so I'm informationless.
What, something just happened?
Well, they outsourced it to India.
Slashdot? Or they're going to outsource...
That's why they bought India, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, that was Microsoft.
I'm getting my stories confused. I'm a terrible scribe for the show notes.
You know what? That's what we should do. We should just mix all the stories together, shake them out, and then, you know, come up with something. See what happens.
Ajax buys India, releases virus.
Oh, hey, that sounds good.
Brought to you by Microsoft.
Brought to you by Microsoft. That's right. Apparently, the sober attack is to coincide with the 87th anniversary of the Nazi Party.
Hey, by the way... if you're bipolar and carrying a bomb in an airport, you shouldn't tell anyone. You'll be shot and killed.
You will be shot dead.
But you're bipolar.
That's all there is to say.
So
you
really
that.
Just you're just not. Oh my God! Can you believe it? What is it about
Matt's levels?
What is it? Matt's levels are crazy. What is it about like the hyper conservative homophobes that turn out to be just totally gay?
I think you pretty much summed it up right there.
The mayor of Spokane, who wanted to pass laws that forbade unmarried sex between teenagers and all this kind of stuff, apparently just got recalled by a huge margin because he was hiring young boys or offering them jobs just to try to have sex with them.
That's accurate.
That's messed up, man.
You know, or if we could have summarized that. Long rant in three words. He's a pedophile.
Eh.
Well, I think there's more to it than
teenagers
that.
Teenagers are stupid.
Okay. That's three words as well. Good job.
Look, three much better words.
Some pedophiles aren't, hyper-conservative people.
I don't think he was necessarily a pedophile. I think it was more of...
Not a pedophile.
He was interested
in
homosexual sex with...
Twinks.
Younger men. Twinks, I believe is that's correct.
Super
he's,
twink.
He's a bear, and he needs a cub.
Oh, my God.
I have no
None
idea.
None of this is going in the show notes.
Huh? No, I wouldn't put... Not only would I not put in the show notes, I would take this off of the podcast.
In the show notes, put in NAMBLA.org.
No, that's... Nothing is okay.
I think that'd be funny.
I want my name in no way associated with that.
Put James... Teenagers Daily NAMBLA. James
fuck
Teenagers
yourself.
Stupid Daily NAMBLA.
That's funny. That's good stuff.
Do you think that that there should be laws or some sort of regulation about marketing junk food to kids?
No.
Yeah. You should see him eat this crapola.
Crapola?
Oh, my God.
Was that the new chip?
No.
Oh.
Santa
Just
Bar.
Damn near anything. But the schools would go completely broke if they didn't have fundraisers like that. So, I, you know, They do make a healthy snack. They have pretzels instead, which are only loaded with salt instead of high fructose corn syrup, and that's your healthy snack.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, pretzels, you know, no big deal, right?
Not when you eat 6 bags for breakfast, and then you have
bags.
I've watched 3 girls walking down the hallway today eating their lunch. Their lunch consisted of nachos, and I mean nachos that would make you like sick to your stomach. Nachos with meat product and the yellow runny cheese on top. And that was the sum total of their, well, you know, not, it wasn't like any other, you know, a Mexican restaurant type of nachos. This was the, you know, ballpark nachos. And the nutritional content is actually, it's bad. It's low. It's low, if not negative. Oh. Yeah.
Listen, marketing wouldn't work if these idiots and or their idiot parents would, you know, have a little bit of self-control and not consume it.
What is with your microphone? That was like no levels at all. Then the next thing you're going to say, it's going to be blasting through the top of the register.
Ah!
Like that. Just like that.
You've broken poor Shane's speakers. Yeah. Our one listener, and you're trying
poor,
to kill him.
Poor Shane.
Those are your levels.
I know. My levels are a little crappy.
All right, well,
but you turned yours way down.
Well, that's because I was yelling.
You still are.
Stop yelling. Aren't you gelling?
Like a felon.
Okay.
In Magellan.
Now then. Hey, by the way.
That's not going in the show
actual
notes.
Good. Tech support type thing.
Thank God.
I encountered today when I was at one of my clients. And, you know, I have to say, this doesn't actually happen that often. I mean, there's a huge industry out there selling, you know, surge protectors and UPSs and various things like that. But this guy's, one of his computers in his building, the power supply and the hard drive were completely destroyed by a power surge. And I discovered that they were not on a surge protector of any kind. They were just plugged right into the wall. And
once again, idiots.
You know,
was he a teenager?
He's not a teenager. He's not an idiot. He's just an extremely busy guy who forgot.
Well, now he's a little busier. I have a tech support
he's
thing, too.
He's probably less busy because he's got to pay Herb to scramble around to try to recreate all this crap.
Well, that's true.
Hey, but that's – well, that worked. That's good. It's a good thing.
Well, it's good for you, but that's being a little selfish, don't you
think? I
mean,
the thing is that when I actually set that computer up, and when I set it up, I said you got to get a – surge protector out here. He's like, oh yeah, I got these, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, just make sure you put this on a surge protector. And he didn't.
So he's an idiot.
Well, I feel somewhat responsible. Cause
well, you could have taken a stronger stance, I suppose, but you put the information out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, what can I do? I told him to do that. I probably should have just
bought one, installed it, sent him a bill.
I probably should have. It's too late now. Well, now it's on a UPS, so.
If I were him, I would sue you.
Please don't say that.
I have a tech support thing.
Go ahead.
A coworker had a problem with her laptop. It started making funny noises sometimes.
Can you be more specific about the nature of
these
noises?
It sounded like a fan going bad.
A fan going bad?
But then she stopped worrying because it stopped making that noise.
That's bad.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the lesson to take away from this. You've jumped ahead to the moral of this story.
Because what happened was the fan failed and
stopped working altogether. Uh-huh. Yeah. So now it overheated and yada, 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 and I go back to IBM.
Did you smell the alluring aroma of burnt plastic?
I did not personally smell any smells.
Well, yeah, so when your fan is making a lot of noise and then suddenly doesn't make any noise, chances are it didn't dislodge something that had been making the noise. Chances are it has now stopped working.
Google Images search for overheated fan.
Go get it fixed.
Oh, my God. It's a girl.
She overheats my fan.
The caption is Lauren overheats. Lauren gets up on the fan. Overheated Lauren gets up on the fan.
Lauren is all right.
I think I have a different search. Yeah, the lesson is go get it fixed when it starts making noise, not when it stops, because then it's too late.
Well, it's not necessarily too late, but if it stops after it's been making noise, a fan in particular, you have a very short window of time if you're going to keep using the computer before something bad happens. Now, on the other hand, let me tell an alternative story, if I might. May I?
Go ahead.
No.
I'm telling it anyway. Here's the deal. So I had this laptop, and the fan started to make just a hideous noise when it would turn on. It would turn on intermittently to cool down the processor when the processor was working hard. And is everything okay over there, Matt?
Your dog was eating my foot.
Was she eating your foot or just making sweet, sweet love to it?
Well, it turns me on, baby, so.
It's good stuff. All right, anyway, the thing is this fan was making this terrible noise. So I'm like, crap, what the hell am I going to do? So, and it's an older laptop, and the fans are not produced new. You get them, you know, you get working poles and so on and so forth from other models that have broken or whatever. So I found one on eBay. I bought it. It was like $30. It really pissed me off. It was this little tiny fan, you know, that goes over the CPU and whatever next to it. And it just, oh, God, it was so expensive. I was like, I have to have this because this thing's so freaking loud. It's literally disturbing coworkers. So I get the new fan. I plug it in. I'm all excited. It's louder than the one I replaced.
Dope.
Yeah, so now I'm really pissed. So just as a, well, so I'm pissed, and for some reason I'm looking through the, I know this story's going nowhere, I'm looking through the BIOS, and there's a setting that says, it's like fan setting, performance or silence. So I'm like, oh, well, it's been set to performance, so it's been really aggressive with the fan use. I'm going to set it to silence. So I set it to silence, and I noticed that the fan almost never turned on, ever. So I just disabled it completely, and the computer's been fine the entire time. It gets hot, but no big, you know, no problem so far. And it's been like 3 months.
Three cold
of,
months.
Of heavy use. No. It was, no, three months of heavy use. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And it's been fine.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just one of those things. But if your fan is driving you crazy, you should look into, a fan replacement. There's been a big movement in the last couple of years for silent PC operation. They make a lot of quiet fans now. You should look into it.
The Mac Mini was the first one to do that, right?
I don't.
On a popular scale.
Yeah, on a production scale, yes, I believe that is true.
Mac Mini.
Mac Mini has uses
you,
quiet fans.
It's going in the show
did
notes.
Did you see that
the
Mac Mini is going to be transmogrified into a PVR?
I did hear about this.
That
I don't know if that's really
rock.
True or not.
Well, neither do I, but damn, if that rumor is true, that will be the rock sore.
Yeah, well, that would fit pretty well in your AV cabinet, wouldn't it?
Hell, I'd carry it around as my remote control.
That's totally excessive.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But
what you really want is one of those like $200 Sony remote controls with a little touch screen that you can totally customize and everything. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, you did.
Dork.
That's what we're getting you for Christmas.
Oh, that would be great. Please get me that for Christmas.
No.
You just have nothing that'll work with it.
Can you believe Bell South?
Rarely.
Yeah, seriously. What kind of question is that?
They... Shortly after learning of the New Orleans plan for free citywide wireless internet, which I mentioned last week on the show when you douchebags weren't here.
Did they hear it from you?
I wanted to apologize for that, by the way. I felt bad.
Oh,
I thought you were just going to skip it. But
it was no big deal. It was cool. I didn't want to.
Well, it didn't sound cool. You were dissing us. Like
I didn't want to skip it 2 weeks in a row. I was dissing you for fun.
I felt really bad.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, Irv. I'm kind of pissed off.
I was listening, and it just it made me... Sad.
It made me sad in the pants.
All right.
Well, I did it for comedic effect. That's really, you know. Really. Anyway, look. Shortly after learning of the New Orleans plan for free citywide wireless internet, Bell South Corp withdrew an offer to donate a damaged building to be used for police headquarters. According to the Washington Post, Bill Oliver angrily rescinded the offer of the building in a conversation with New Orleans Homeland Security Director Terry Ebert. I mean, that's just pathetic.
The Bells are just evil. They're afraid of VoIP technology. They have a tiger claw grip on the monkey's balls of the phone network.
Has anyone seen the monkey?
a tiger claw grip on the monkey's balls of the phone network.
There you go. It's out there. It's
been
said. That,
my friend, is vivid and evocative.
Thank you.
I don't even know what to do with that. I'd actually rather see the monkey grab the tiger's balls. That's what it is.
By the way, that reminds me of a really
funny...
You can
have the tiger by the tail and the nuts at the same time. That's awesome.
I think that's called the hairy trombone.
Is that right?
But I might be wrong.
Okay, so I have that picture for you on Google.
Hairy trombone? Thank
no.
You. A tiger?
Yeah.
A tiger grabbing a monkey balls? Or
no,
monkey?
The monkey.
Okay, really?
Oh, grabbing.
Okay.
I just Googled for monkey tiger.
Monkey tiger?
And what you got?
A crudely drawn picture of a
monkey,
of a tiger and a monkey. It's not clear exactly.
Is the monkey performing
image?
Yeah, image.
Okay.
Is the monkey giving the
Google.
Tiger a hand job?
No,
it's not clear.
It's wow, that's very strange.
Oh, that's gross.
I think technically it's just sitting on its back.
It's like
but
stick sure. figure sex.
Yeah,
for the
butt sex.
What?
BUTTSECKS.
Anyway, yeah, that is that's totally evil of the Bell company there, you know. For a
it's
city,
pretty classless move is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed. You know, for a city to try to move out to the next edge of
not even
technology.
Trying to move out, it's trying to give something to its well, citizens that they probably need, especially those who may not have phone service or intermittent phone service or whatever. I mean,
certainly.
For Christ's sake, you know, damn Bell South,
bitches.
If Bell South was smart, they would have instead gotten behind the effort and even like sponsored it and helped pay for it and put technicians on it and help rig it and
whatever.
Do all the stuff.
Maybe you know, nobody will sign up for phone service again when they move back to New Orleans.
This week's Dial the Dork brought to you by Bell South.
Brought to you by Bell South. We're bastards, and so are they. It's
well,
a
really,
perfect match.
You know, think about it. Do you really need a landline nowadays?
A lot of people say no.
I think you do.
Why?
I think you do.
Why?
Why? Why?
Because, and this is only going to be true probably for the next year, but I'm still a little leery of the 911 service on VoIP.
Well, you just don't have to have any emergencies.
I agree.
You make
I agree.
A strong
it's
point.
Best to just avoid emergencies altogether, but I'm a little concerned about the 911 service. I hear it hasn't been perfected, let's just say. And that's one of those things that really should have been perfected before the service was ever
well,
made available.
Well, let's put it this way then. Why say VoIP? Well, let's say why not just the purely cellular household?
Well, that's true. I mean, I think cell phones even like defunct cell phones still will dial 911.
Yes. And some of them nowadays come with the GPS location stuff for emergency calls. Verizon's got it enabled for all their emergency calls.
Indeed.
Now, did I hear correctly that there was a deadline for VoIP to support 911 this past week?
I believe they
missed
it.
That everyone blew off?
I don't think they blew it off, but they just flat out missed it, is what I think happened.
Well, quite frankly,
I think they're claiming that they made it, but there's no, like, proof.
It's an interesting technology in that you either need to have DSL, which would require you to have the landline anyway.
Well, right.
Or you need a cable, which, you
or
know.
Or satellite broadband with your happy latency of 10 million seconds.
Yeah, I don't think a voice conversation would be too hot over that. But cable would be your real alternative there. If you're going to get, you know, VoIP over DSL, you're just being stupid.
Interestingly enough, one of my clients is going to attempt to use his VoIP. They have an internal VoIP system that it's a internal Cisco VoIP phones that I think go out to a regular copper line.
Okay.
But the internal phone system is all controlled
digitally. Your PBXs have been advancing.
It's NBX.
Been advancing in leaps and bounds, and they've got, you know, open source technologies around that too. It makes
right. Well, they've got like
know.
They've got 3COM, I
there
believe, and a 3COM NBX system, and it works extremely well.
Great idea.
What they're trying to do now is to get the boss man is wants to be able to spend more time at his home office, and he's got a God damn it, what the hell am I trying? A VPN tunnel.
He's got a VPN connection.
But it's not software. I mean, it's
hardware. Okay.
It's a gateway to gateway
It's a hardware.
Always on VPN connection.
It's a hardware bridge.
Is it a hardware bridge?
Well, it's, yeah.
All right,
hardware
well,
bridge
he's
on the River Kwai.
He's bridging
two
networks,
Gertie.
Regardless of whatever the, you know.
Well, anyway, he's got a anyway. He's got his 3COM, you know, home router with a VPN tunnel to his Cisco PIX
fine,
at
fine,
the office,
fine.
And he's going to try to get his. He's going to try to take home one of these NBX phones and plug it into his router at home and use the phone. Over his VPN.
I see no reason why it shouldn't work.
It is having a little bit of trouble because the range of addresses is different. We're trying to figure out how to, you know, incorporate another range of addresses into the phone pool.
Yeah, but in at work he's probably on some 10.10, you know, X range. Why don't he just switch his home network to something similar?
That's very good. That's very good. I like that. However, when you do the VPN tunnel like that, we're going a little higher up on the subnet, so that because the way you build the tunnel is you tell the PIX a range of addresses to accept coming in, remote addresses from the internal network. So if they're the same range as the one that is running, that PIX is running on, then the connection never gets made. So it has to be a slightly different subnet.
So open up your subnet instead of it being 255.255.255.0, make it 255.255.255.20. Set his home network, you know, one number off from the local network at work. Configure your PIX. Boom. Booyah, baby, you're good to go.
Duh.
Would you like to come?
I'll send
would
you
like
the bill.
To come by? We could use your help. Could use a man like you. No, I think we're very, very close to getting it. We just have to we have to instruct the NBX system to recognize that group of addresses and point the phone call that way.
And that's interesting though, because if he's on the VPN then You're doing some pretty neat routing there. I mean, it's not particularly fantastic.
I'm curious to see what the quality of service is going to be like.
Shouldn't be. It should be fine.
Yeah, I think that the
What's his internet connection? He's on cable or
that's DSL.
It's DSL. What's he up? 128 or 256?
No, I think it's up. I probably 384. That's what I have here.
Should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that it's going to be pretty low bandwidth. I mean, it's just voice. Okay,
and a pretty
good compression scheme.
Yeah, like you said, it's more
like
latency that matters.
Thing here.
No, I don't believe that is a compression scheme. I don't know what's going on with that. Maybe I should do no sound.
Maybe.
What the hell do I care?
By the way, 911VoIP.org has the information about dialing 911 on
your
voice.
Did you add it to
over.
The blog thingy?
It'll be in the show notes.
Yay! Shane, if you're listening.
911VoIP.org.
That's right.
Hey,
you don't have to memorize it. It'll be in the show notes.
Drew, by the way, I think it's time you abandon your Dalek.
Why?
Because it's time for you to build a backyard cyclotron, like the guy in Alaska.
Totally. You gotta
I don't
do
think
that.
That's permitted.
To create medical isotopes.
No, it's really not. That's so not okay.
I've been
it
using
be
my
fantastic.
Backyard to create medical waste.
Is that right?
That's
I'm
your
using
bathroom,
my,
dude.
I was going to say, I'm using
my backyard is my bathroom.
That's right.
Me and Poppy. We go out there and
all right.
pop a squat together.
I don't want to hear what you
Why
do.
Why you
got to
say stuff like that?
Nobody says
what
that.
What kind of sponsors want to hear that?
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Irv's Backyard Poop Mobile. Boy, that just went over like a Led Zeppelin.
Maybe Dr. J could tell us a few things about cyclotrons and why they're not appropriate for the backyard.
Why shouldn't we have a cyclotron in our backyard? James.
I mean, we're not talking about a machine that's capable of, like, hurling gold atoms or anything like that. These are simple medical isotopes. We're not talking about the kind of energies that could destroy the universe.
I'm just thinking big old power supply, unexperienced type of building type of guy with the big old power supply. Explosion ensues.
Oh, he's a civil engineer. Ensues.
Well, he might kill himself, but, you know, so what?
An expert says probably the worst thing that could happen with small cyclotrons is that the operator might electrocute themselves.
Well, I like Drew, and I don't want to see that happen to him.
But Drew is not Drew's your average bear.
Death
Drew's
would be a
very
mercy.
Fastidious and meticulous and other usses.
What?
He's very
I don't
detail
agree with
oriented.
Any usses. In fact, usses should be banned from the dictionary.
No, Drew is very, very detail oriented, and he's actually coated at all times in a non-conductive goo.
Is that what that was?
Well, that gives him his that shiny surface.
Is that that's I need to go wash that non-conductive goo off of me.
Where can we get ourselves some non-conductive goo?
At the insulator store. I don't
At
know.
The
man.
Insulator
from the Santa Bar.
Tonight's Style Dork is brought to you by the Insulator Store, where we have all sorts of non-conductive goos, coatings, wraps, and bagels.
Bagels.
I said wraps, and then I just went into bagels.
And the whole thing.
IBM to support open document next year. What is this open document business, Matthew?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're Mr. Open Everything.
Okay, fine. So I do know.
You're not playing Tumblebugs?
I should be playing. Have
Tumblebugs?
You ever played that?
I love Tumblebugs.
What is Tumblebugs?
It's addictinggames.com.
Oh, it's terrible.
Addictinggames.com?
You can
Drew,
lose
you're putting
hours
that in there?
Addictinggames.com is possibly one of the greatest websites ever created because it lives up to its name and how.
Tonight's show brought to you by addictinggames.com. In fact, we're all going to take about a 5-minute timeout and we're going to play some games.
Oh, my God. That's
Damn,
like a totally decent looking game.
Dude, I really like this. Of course it is, and it's totally free. I've made it up to like the 4th level. They have another version you can download. Tumblebugs is good. There's also a game called World Domination that I enjoy.
Is there a game called Belly Sticks?
No, but there's a game called Boneless. I should look for her name,
Boneless.
Too. No, it's Boneless. It's a girl's name. It's like, let me look it up. Hold on.
Boneless Brittany?
Boneless, it's just Boneless Girl, maybe.
Boneless girl?
Boneless girl. And,
oh my,
this
my
is,
God.
You'll
it's
love
so
this.
Gross.
You'll love this, okay? So you drag and drop her,
oh.
And
oh.
She just kind of bounces around.
Physics.
Yeah, we've seen this.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
It's made with Mathematica.
This
yeah,
was
more
posted
or less.
On AnchorButt like 3 months ago.
Was it?
AnchorButt.blogspot.com.
Hey, where did you get the new animation of that retarded kid?
Man, she is bendy. I bet you could do all kinds of fun stuff.
I found it on a website.
My wife.
Hey, we're all talking over each other.
It's okay.
Sorry, Scott.
Shane?
Hey, no. That's the
you,
okay.
You caught her.
Of course I caught her.
Now, Matt, discuss open document, you putz.
I'm sorry.
We're having too much fun. We need to take it down a notch.
Open document. All right, let's back that up a little bit here. All right. So document formats are common to everyone who has ever seen a Word document with the .doc extension. All that simply means is that it is the format in which your data is stored. Now, Microsoft did an evil thing in that they made their formats closed source. So anybody else who wanted to be able to save as a Microsoft Word document, like say you are a WordPerfect user and you wanted to save as a Microsoft Word document for interoperability reasons, WordPerfect and God, whoever owned them at the time had to pay.
Corel?
Well, even before that, I don't remember the parent company's name. Anyway, they had to pay fees to be able to implement that kind of filter, or people had to reverse engineer the format to be able to do it, which resulted in some pretty, you know, dodgy save as. Your document might not look exactly the same. So I'm sure the idea has been thrown out there for a long time, but OpenOffice, go visit.
Are we talking about things like PDF also?
No, well, kind of. Make sure OpenOffice makes it into the blog, because that's, you know, people should use that.
Meh.
Bastard, do
Only
it now.
My ideas are interesting.
I wish I hadn't volunteered to be
Calculon
blog
says, well, put it on the blog.
I'm going to put the Wikipedia entry for Open Document on the blog, and it has pointers to openoffice.org.
Anyway.
I think that's...
So what the Open Document standard says is it's a format for storing, you know, text-type documents or spreadsheet-type, you know, pretty much any kind of document in a format that is open. Anyone can write, you know, programs and libraries that can save to that format. Many different programs can open that kind of format, and you'll all see the same thing. It totally makes sharing documents among, you know, people who have different programs or companies who have different programs that much easier.
Seems like it would be a global boon as well.
Oh, it's huge.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Doesn't everybody just use Microsoft Word anyway?
You are a member of the evil empire and need to be destroyed.
I so loved it.
No, wait a minute. I know, it's really easy to do.
Why use open source when you can steal a cracked version?
All right, now,
so cracked versions are not supported by
dialadork.com.
Nor endorsed.
Okay, tonight's show is brought to you by wares.com. Are we just talking about Word here? Are we just talking about word processing? Are we talking about Excel? Are we talking about PowerPoint? Are we talking about Access?
Sure. The format, what do you call them? Damn it, the RFC. The RFC.
Request for
content. Right? Is that
comments?
What that is?
Comments. Request for comments?
I believe it's comments.
Comments, yeah.
Which doesn't really make exact sense.
No.
You know, it's a specification. An RFC is a specification. But I think there's a period where the specification is open, and during that period, they're requesting comments from people who have input on what the specification should say, and that's why it's called an RFC.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why he's known as Dewey the Answer Man.
Indubitably.
I thought he was known as the Analog Jacknut.
Indubitably. In Dewey we trust.
Anyway, yeah.
In Dewey we blog.
The format is, as I said, open and covers a bunch of different document types.
So there's a link on Wikipedia called Embrace, Extend, and Extinguish. Do you think that's what they're doing here?
Embrace, Extend, and Extinguish. What does that mean?
Well, Microsoft had that little buzzword, Embrace and Extend, when they wanted to adopt a standard but like add their own proprietary stuff to it, so it wasn't really standard anymore.
We should all share this thing that we own.
Jess?
Yeah, and so somebody came up with Embrace, Extend, and Extinguish because the next thing they're going to do is quash it.
Say what now?
You heard me.
I actually didn't. Poppy was eating a pen. And
then maybe you can listen back on the podcast.
Well, maybe I will.
Anyway, the key things to take away from this are, try to use a better program instead of your cracked program. Use OpenOffice. Go with IBM's, stuff. This program brought to you by IBM. Better business for small businesses.
But doesn't everybody have... Oh, never mind. I've already irritated you enough.
Everyone already has a cracked version
Everybody
of Word.
Has
yes.
Microsoft Word. Some people even pay for it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I will never spend $400 on an office suite again.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, by the way, they did a big roundup of anti-spyware programs, and really nothing to report other than you pretty much have to use 3 different products every time. Because no one product does everything well enough to stand by itself.
I just want to throw it out there that I must not be a very good web surfer because I run no anti-spyware product. And, I run AdAware like once every now and again, and it never picks up anything.
Actually, if you want a bunch of viruses, here's how to get them.
All right.
Go in your Windows registry
and
look under Internet Explorer, and it has a list of all the sites that it blocks when you turn on your security.
Nice.
And the reason it blocks them is because those sites litter you with viruses and porno. And so it's a great starting place if you want to get a lot of viruses and porno. Is your Windows registry. Just throwing it out there for you.
That's wonderful. Microsoft endorses porno.
Because the reason I was looking in my Windows registry is because I have a problem that I know you guys can't solve because I already asked you. When I go to Google with Internet Explorer and search for something.
I told you what to do.
I did what you said.
What did you find?
Nothing.
Christ.
What did you tell him to do?
Well, the first thing is go get hijack this.
Oh,
and see if there's any, little browser hooks or any little things in the host file or anything.
It reported some stuff, but turning those off didn't fix the problem.
Okay.
And it's a very confusing program to run, I might add.
So it's a little weird.
For our listening audience's benefit, why don't you restate your issue?
So if you do a search on Google in Internet Explorer on one computer that I have, it puts a bunch of junky links at the top. Like it says, you're searching for foo, why not go to Lycos.com? And foo available on eBay.com. And 5 or 6 of these. And if I search for the same thing on Google in Mozilla or Firefox, it works fine. If I search in Internet Explorer on a different machine, it works fine. If I search on that machine in Internet Explorer on Yahoo, it works fine. So it's only Google, Internet Explorer on this machine that puts these junky links at the top. I've tried managing my browser add-ons. I've tried running AdAware.
Do you have, Do you have any toolbars installed for use in IE?
No,
not
I don't.
Not even the Google toolbar.
Not even the Google toolbar.
I would like you to run hijack this again and send me the log, please.
I will do that, Irv.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Don't use Internet Explorer.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not me. There's another user on this machine who
likes
Internet Explorer.
Educate her. That's why you buy the ones you love their own machine that they can screw up.
Well,
buy her an Atari 800.
There's occasionally costs to use Internet Explorer, and it's extremely irritating. It shouldn't be like this, and you know what? You can't uninstall Internet Explorer and reinstall it.
No, you can't.
There's no way to uninstall Internet Explorer.
No, that's true. It's like a tattoo, only permanent.
I don't know if that's really true.
Yes,
there's no way within the OS to do it. There may be some.
I think you can uninstall it.
I got mad at it one day.
I don't think your computer will work anymore.
I got mad at it one day. I took
really
the hard
matter.
Drive. I took the hard drive completely out, and a whole new hard drive regrew in place with IE there.
Well, then I guess I'm wrong.
There is nothing to be done.
I'm pretty sure if you look around, though, somebody has developed an extremely light version of Windows XP. It probably still has all the Internet Explorer stuff in it.
Wasn't there a lawsuit about this?
Well, wait a minute.
I don't know. It turns off. He like recommends a whole bunch of services to turn off and things like that.
South Korea has told Microsoft, amongst other things, to F off. And the result of that is that Microsoft has to create two subversions of Windows. That was good.
What source control are they using to create this?
That's even better. That was great.
They're using CVS.
For
Visual
selling,
Source Save.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
For selling Windows in South Korea, one that is stripped of media player.
Why should that be?
I don't remember the entire reasons why. And then another one that has links to competitors for like IE and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rat brains fly planes.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's a headline in Slashdot from a couple of days ago.
How about some science here? How about the...
This is science, dude. Hold on. According to the Age newspaper, scientists at the University of Florida have created... Okay, we'll get you more beer in a minute, Matt. Scientists at the University of Florida have created neural cell cultures capable of flying an airplane using rat neurons. No actual planes are involved yet, but the disassembled bits of rodent are already capable of level flight when hooked up to a simulator of an F-22. How the hell did they accomplish that? And are you playing a game? You're supposed
this
to be on a radio
I'm
show,
helping.
Man.
Wait a minute. Wait, this is really hysterical. He's got this girl floating down a huge-ass water slide.
Again, addicting game.
And she's
called water
catching
slide.
Boxes between her legs.
Sweets.
Catching boxes between her legs.
Sweets. That's redundant. It's
weird.
Sweets.
It's like a fractal.
No, it's recursive.
Boxes catching boxes.
Anyway, how about this other one? We don't care about the rat brains. How about the
that's obvious.
Bacteria that generate hydrogen? They found bacteria in a volcano that generates hydrogen. They're
well,
thinking
hold on.
This could lead to more efficient fuel cells.
The rat brain thing is from a year ago, Irv.
It was just in Slashdot 2 days ago.
Well, the Register has it dated December 2004.
God, don't you ever read the article?
Isn't that what month? Isn't it December right now?
2005.
Is it December 2004?
You're always just looking at the pictures.
All right,
if
fine.
If it wasn't for the Photoshop
fine,
contest.
Fine, whatever. Guys are mean.
It's not going in the show notes.
All right, fine.
I love this newfound power.
Yeah, you are the man. You are the arbiter of good
Wired
taste.
Had it October 23rd, 2004.
So
oh, by the way, is
really old.
Why don't we let Matt get back to the bacteria?
Even your old
no,
wait, before
not.
He talks
Come
about
on.
Bacteria.
I want to hear about the bacteria. I'm sorry I cut you off, Matt. I'm
no,
sorry.
I
I'm sorry.
Don't,
I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm
be
sorry.
Sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Nobody's sorry when they cut me the hell off.
It's because you're talking all the time.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I want to hear about the bacteria.
Wait,
please
before
tell
you
me
talk
about
the bacteria, I want to commiserate with James for a second and just say that instead of doing this show, we really should be at ye old Zai Deuteron Fiji house having a different drink in every room of the house.
Is that tonight?
It's Pearl Harbor Day, and we should be having the Around the World
Around
Party.
Around the World Party.
Are they having it? We should go down there
no,
and crash.
No, the house is
there's, yeah.
currently, the chapter's currently, what, defunct or...
We're defunctified.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you guys lose your charter or something?
No, we know right where it is. They just won't let us have it.
Yeah. we have ways of getting it though. No, it's a long story and it's not important. The thing is that if the chapter were alive and well right now, either tonight or this Friday night, they would be having the around the world party, which you would go around to each and every room in the house, and the way the house
get
is
bombed.
That's right. You get bombed, and you go, and if you make it to every room and do the drink, you have gone around the world.
You guys are a bunch of zeros,
like the planes.
Much like the planes.
You're bonsai, stupid.
Stupid American.
I think I actually went to one of these parties and made it around the world and remember being extraordinarily drunk afterwards.
Want to say that my sophomore year, when I actually had my own room in the house, well, I mean, I shared it with a couple other guys, but I mean, it
that's
was
making it not your own room
live,
in the house.
I didn't live in the dorms anymore,
right,
is what I'm saying.
When you actually were a part of it all.
I actually lived in the house
full
time.
Part of it all.
Like, legitimately. We did, let's see, the drink we had was some sort of, you know, stupid-ass drink. But nothing could compete with Mike Patty, Doug Nordstrom, Chris Baker.
Marge shots?
No, they didn't do Marge shots. They didn't do Marge shots.
Marge shots, red-hot vaginal blood clots.
Yeah. Oh, God. Wait, what was it?
Marge shots, red-hot vaginal blood clots.
That's right. Marge shots, red-hot vaginal blood clots. That was like a... kind of like a Bloody Brains kind of a drink with some sort of coagulated
Baileys.
Like curdled Baileys and another thing. So it was all like clunky and red going down your
Tabasco?
No, it was like strawberry. It was like a Bloody Brains. It was like strawberry schnapps and grenadine and
Baileys.
And Baileys. And the Baileys would kind of clump together in like a mass, so you would drink this bloody clot thing. That was really gross.
Let's hear about the bacteria.
Well, no, the other wait. My sophomore year, they did mudslides. They served mudslides with little hunks of chocolate ice cream, in the drink, and you had to drink it out of a bedpan. So it was like drinking this.
It looked like
lumpy diarrhea thing out of a bedpan. It was pretty intense. And for some reason, the girls went wild for it.
There's a lot of room for practical jokes with that kind of drink.
You're right.
Well,
we
need to have those.
There's
girls
nothing practical
over.
Nor jokey about ridiculous. Making someone eat feces.
my freshman
because
year,
because it's full of bacteria. Let's hear about bacteria.
There you go. There's lots of bacteria that generates gas in your. Well, anyway.
My freshman year, I was appointed to produce the pledge drink, which we decided we were going to be kamikazes. So Mike Elmer, I don't know if you've ever met Mike Elmer.
I have met Mike Elmer.
Mike Elmer had to go out and get all the alcohol for us.
Does so he stick to you?
No.
He actually dressed as the Flash once for Halloween. It was really hilarious. He was like 6'5 and skinny, and he wore like a red bodysuit, and it was pretty hilarious. So we made kamikazes. So it was like vodka and triple sec and lime juice and some I think we put some like maraschino cherries or something in there. But then he says, we had a little extra money left over, so we got you some Jack Daniels too. I'm like, all right, well, let's just put it in there.
No. Yeah,
that was a big mistake.
Yeah, bad idea.
It tasted like absolute shit. But I kept constantly tweaking the recipe, trying to get it to taste good, and I kept tasting it and tasting it and tasting it. And before the party even started, I had passed out halfway out the back door. I was actually a doorstop for 3 hours because I was laying with my legs in the house and my torso out of the house and just holding the door open.
Well, it's a good thing that, you know, you celebrate this party in December.
So don't...
Word.
Yeah, well, it was unseasonably warm, thank God, that year. But don't ever...
Because you were lit.
Don't tell any... Don't ever say that I'm
not
useful.
Not a doorstop?
I was quite useful. I stopped the door. Anyway, that's the around the world party. Now you were talking about the bacteria.
Isn't there some like cosmic law about the combination of clear liquors and brown liquors?
Not in my world. Frankly, if you're combining liquors, you have a drinking problem.
That's fair.
Stick to one. Drink clears.
Drink clears?
Drink clears. They're better for
you. Are
you
talking about Scientologists?
No. Oh God.
That was another thing I learned on Good Eats. This show brought to you by Alton Brown and Good Eats. Watch that show.
And the Scientologists.
Bourbon,
yes,
is clear.
That's correct.
Until they put it in the barrel.
That's right.
And it actually dissolves the wood and absorbs some of the chemicals in that first few millimeters or eighths of an inch
interior,
of the cask
the
that
interior
has been
of the
toasted.
Charred even.
Charred even, to which it gains its brownish color. So you're
and
actually
flavor.
Consuming wood distillate.
Is that why you go blind
probably.
Temporarily when you drink it?
Well, I would think so.
Incidentally, they've been advertising quite a bit. You can now get the real deal absinthe via mail order. The wormwood, the stuff that, you know, drove Edgar Allan Poe and Vincent Van Gogh and other three named O's.
Is there some linkage there between assassins and dead poets?
Assassins and dead poets?
Absinthe, not assassin.
Absinthe? What the hell are you talking?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Did he drink absinthe
Sarah
too?
Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Tommy Lee Jones. He's right. Oh, my God.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Jesus. It's a conspiracy.
Did anybody go to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this past weekend?
No,
I'm sure
nobody
somebody
went.
Did.
They played to
they
an empty
out.
House.
They sold out. Yeah.
They sold out a long
three
time
nights.
Ago.
Three nights.
Yeah. Whatever.
By the way, as somebody who I consider myself fairly liberal, I guess, I don't think that I'm not so sure how I feel about the de-Christmasing of Christmas this year.
You're Jewish.
The holiday
right?
crap?
I
yeah.
know I'm Jewish.
We're really kind of upset
you know,
ourselves.
I mean, I think that, you know, Christmas is totally, you know.
How am I supposed to enjoy Xmas now?
You know, whatever. I mean, I don't care. You know, and I find it a lot of the time it's just kind of irritating because, you know, people are just, you know, just
douche
intellectually
bags.
Lazy during the holidays and just, you know, do everything involving, oh, Santa's behind this year. I went to Overstock.com. The big you know,
well,
whatever.
That's pretty good. This next Dial of Dork brought to you by Overstock.com, where you can get all kinds of crap.
Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Christmas. Here at Dial of Dork,
not
we just
for
say,
Jews anymore.
We just want to say thanks a lot, Jesus. Happy birthday, buddy.
That's awesome.
Tonight's Dial of Dork brought to you by Christ our Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Brought to you by Christ our Lord malt liquor.
So what are you saying? That we should go back to worshiping the older gods and celebrate, you know, the winter solstice and
Festivus.
You know, those kind
Festivus.
Of
festivities. Festivus for the
festivities?
Rest of us.
Festivities? Like maybe, you know, we could, you know, erect a couple of monuments
he
to Odin.
He said erect.
Thor.
Odin.
Or, you know, something like that.
Odin and Thor are going in the show notes.
Awesome.
There we go.
Awesome.
they're just like Law and Order.
Best yeah. show notes ever.
Oh, do you ever see the outtakes at the end of Anchorman?
No.
When he sees the video of himself saying, good night, San Diego, and go fuck yourself, because Veronica Corningstone, or whatever the hell her name is, puts it in the teleprompter, and Ron Burgundy will read anything in the teleprompter. So they show the outtakes of Will Ferrell, and I think during the movie he says, like, great! Something, I forget. And he tried like 10 different things in the outtakes, and one was Great Odin's Raven, which I thought was
<That's> awesome.
Pretty good. Pretty
I
good.
Recently saw a clip on the E! Entertainment channel of SNL's 100 Most Hilarious Moments, and I have to admit.
Was it outrageous or
outrageous,
memorable moments?
Outrageous
moments?
Yeah, okay. I have to admit the bit with Farrell and I can't remember the girl's name as the happy cheerleaders.
Oh, Sherry O'Terry.
Thank you.
Sherry O'Terry, sure.
Was absolutely riotous. There are many clips, actually.
They were Craig and Ariana, the cheerleaders, who aren't actually cheerleaders and not
the
actually
spirit
on the squad.
Crew or something, yeah.
And
you got to put that in the show notes, boy. Get your Googling skills going.
I'm having trouble finding something hilarious.
Boy.
It's merely amusing, and that's not a high enough standard
well,
for me.
Well, how do you spell Sherry O'Terrier?
C-H-E-R-I O apostrophe T-E-R-I? No, there's no O apostrophe. She's not Irish.
Sherry Terry?
It's Sherry O-T-E-R-I, I think.
Odery?
I don't know. I never got close enough to smell her. All right.
Girl needs to wear some Dr. Scholl's.
That's tough. Oh, that's what I was smelling. Oh, yeah, okay.
Can we hear about the bacteria now?
No, we can't.
It's going to be
stupid
bacteria.
It's going to be like e-commerce. We can't talk about it.
E-commerce bacteria.
Why can't we talk about e-commerce?
How about the video games awards?
We'll talk about
coming
it next
up
week.
This Saturday.
Whoa! Let's hear about that. Wait a minute. We haven't even talked about that.
No.
Well, go ahead, man.
Damn,
do it.
Boy.
Is that on Spike TV?
On Spike TV. Sam Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
You can't just call him Sam Jackson, man.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, lump him in with all those absinthe drinkers and assassins and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh my God!
Come on.
Dave Chappelle doing Samuel Jackson
Lager. Samuel Jackson's Lager.
Good motherfucking choice, motherfucker.
Anyway, tune in to Spike TV and watch the Video Game Awards this Saturday. What the hell date is that? The 10th. December 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sam Jackson put it,
I'll do anything for a buck.
Well, yeah, maybe that too, but still. You take all your favorite video game characters, a bunch of badass gamers, and mix them together, and you got yourself one bad motherfucking situation.
That's nice.
They don't say that on Spike TV.
Well, you got to watch the commercials.
It's rated M for... Mature
audiences.
It's funny. They rate him M for mature and not a single
mature. I'm trying to find
person.
A list of all the different outtakes he did. One of them's Great Odin's Raven, and another one is Uncle Jonathan's Corncob Pipe. That's crazy.
I just let it go. You don't want to get anywhere near Uncle John's Corncob Pipe. It's just a bad idea.
That's awful.
It's yeah. Mm. Who knows what's been in there?
Oh, God.
Santorum.
Santorum.
No,
indeed. What's the matter, Drew?
Never mind.
What?
I heard something about the definition of Santorum.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's not good. No. It was actually coined by Dan Savage, who writes a column
Fred
called...
Fred Savage?
No, Dan Savage writes Savage a column Dan. Called Savage Love. It appears in, like, The Onion, among other places.
Oh, okay. Respectable
and,
news
oh,
source.
It's, and it's a great column. He's a gay man who gives... he's like a gay man who it's like Dear Abby with curse words and
anal sex.
Yeah, it's all like sex, it's like Dear Abby for sex from this gay guy, and he coined the phrase Santorum because Senator Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania has been such a thorn in the side of the gay community.
I was going to say humanity.
He coined it refers to the combination. Of,
I believe it's the frothy mixture.
The frothy mixture. All right, wait, you know what?
So it's not ham sandwiches and anal rape then?
No.
Well, it's damn close.
It might as well be.
Okay, hold on. Define colon Santorum.
You said colon.
I said colon.
Google knows all. This
okay,
is
all
a good
I got
test.
Is something. Oh, look at this. It's in German.
Yeah?
Unter Santorum versteht man die schaumige Mixture von Gliedmittel und Kot. De manchmal des Nebenprodukt von Analwerker darstellt. I mean, this is it. It's just in German. It's the frothy mixture of like,
Why don't you hit the translate function
of
on
like
that?
Ass sweat and ejaculate.
Yes, I don't know about
as
ass
it kind
sweat.
Of drizzles out of the a recently.
You should have stopped after the German
tush.
Yeah, it's what I was thinking.
So this is what Santorum is.
Well, we just earned our explicit tag.
Yeah.
Meh. I think all of it.
There you go. There's actually a website called SpreadingSantorum.com.
All right, I think we're done with the whole Santorum
satirical
thing,
satirical attempt to name the frothy mix of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex, named after Senator Rick Santorum. So congratulations, Rick.
Ricky.
You are now in
Looks
the
like
lexicon, baby.
After all.
SpreadingSantorum.com. I'm going there right now to get my frothy mixture.
Let's talk about bacteria.
In Santorum?
I want to point out that it
I just
want to
show Matt Minar the homepage of SpreadingSantorum.com.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not going in the show notes.
That's gross.
Oh, come on, Drew.
It's an ink splot.
What do you see?
A Rorschach.
It may be a Rorschach test that I've just failed.
It's a bung shock test. Now I'm going into the main site.
And none of you guys were watching the sci-fi show The Triangle this week at all, were you?
I can guarantee you that's a big fat no.
No.
For me.
Sorry.
Damn. No, it was pretty good. I can't tell you about
great.
It all. Great.
That's what they say.
I'm missing the final episode tonight to be here.
Aww.
Miss final episode of what?
The Triangle.
What is The Triangle, sir?
It is a sci-fi miniseries brought to you from the creators of Independence Day and something or other.
Oh, you mean where they uploaded a frickin' computer virus?
Yeah, to defeat the aliens? Whatever.
This one's about the
Bermuda Triangle and the weirdness surrounding it and about government conspiracies and, you know, sci-fi type stuff like that. It's got a little bit of, it's got actually a pretty good cast as well. What's his name? Sam Neill. Who was the guy that was the senator in X-Men that turned into the big watery mass?
I can't recall.
Well, you don't watch movies, so you wouldn't.
I did see that movie. I remember the senator, but I can't remember the actor's name. Did he have three names?
Yeah, I think he did. But can you count all the movies you've seen on two hands?
In binary?
In binary.
Because that's 2 to the 10th is 1,024. Yeah.
Okay. How about in
that was remarkably fast calculation.
Two to the 6th is 64. 2 to the 10th is 1024. It's a mnemonic device that you can use.
Yeah, he didn't actually calculate it. All the little powers of two are very near and dear to the whole
geek squad,
geek community.
I understand that. That was still really quick.
2 to the 3rd is 8.
Herb sucks.
I used to actually really enjoy with an old. I used to have an old Sweat Hogs calculator, and I liked it for two reasons. One, that it had the Sweat Hogs on it.
Two, you could spell out boobless.
Well, not only could you spell out boobless, you could actually. All I had to do was hit two. I go like two, x two times two, and then I could just keep hitting equals, and it would just keep running that.
The exponential.
That's because sweat hogs do not know how to do math.
Right, because it was a history class.
Well, yeah. I liked my sweat hogs calculator.
This week's Dial of Dork brought to you by the sweat hogs calculator.
By Gabe Kaplan.
Mm-hmm. By Gabe Kaplan, poker expert and actress.
Oh.
That's Ron, what's his name?
Horshack.
Ronald Horshack?
No.
Ron Palillo?
Ron Palillo, thank you. Ron,
I think it was Arnold Horshack.
Only
Horshack.
Two names?
No, I know. I was waiting for his real name, Ron somebody.
Ron Palillo and
940, and
John
we got nothing.
John Travolta. Would you like to stop down?
The guy from
we can
Taxi?
Keep going. This is the extended dance remix version.
From Taxi?
Who?
No.
John Travolta? John Travolta was Vinnie Barbarino.
John Travolta has not even ever been in a taxi.
He flies his
there was
plane
there was another sweat hog.
Oh my god! There was another. There were
and
four.
There's Washington.
There were
Boom
four.
Boom
there was Freddie Boom Boom Washington. There was
Epstein.
Epstein and Epstein.
Juan
mom.
Epstein, who was half Puerto Rican and half Jewish.
Right.
And he would always bring notes signed Epstein's mother.
Yeah. Those were the days.
And then you had Gabe
himself.
Gabe Kaplan
and the grouchy assistant principal.
Yes, Mr. Futz and Putz. I forget what his name was.
Yeah.
IMDb knows.
Pretty funny
IMDb.
Show.
I'll beat you there. You'll beat me there?
And the race is on.
Why?
You know,
why
don't
violence?
Either of you have it, you know, bookmarked?
Yeah. Isn't there sweathogs.com?
That's another thing that Ajax breaks is the whole bookmarking scheme. You know, because it dynamically serves the content of a page, you know, any given page might
Alan
not necessarily
Mr. Woodman.
Be unique.
That's sometimes
John Sylvester
intentional.
White.
Well, sure, for web apps.
John Sylvester White?
John Sylvester White was
three
Mr.
Names.
Woodman, the angry thing. It was Gabe Kaplan, it was Gabe Cotter, Marcia Strassman, very cute, also from Honey, I Blew the Kids or whatever the hell that
hey
thing
now.
Was.
What did she play in that?
She hey now.
Ron, she was...
the daughter or the wife?
She was the wife of Moranis, Rick Moranis' wife.
Really?
Yeah, I believe. John Travolta, Vinnie Barbarino, Robert Hages or Hegges or I don't know. Juan Luis Pedro Ages. Filippo de Huevos Epstein. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, Freddie Boom Boom Washington, Ron Palillo, Arnold Horseshack, who Ron Palillo, didn't he get the crap beat out of him by like Danny Bonaducci or somebody on Celebrity Boxing?
I don't believe it was him that was in the fight, but I could be wrong. I'll
look. Or did Danny Bonaducci, he beat the hell out of Greg Brady. So who beat the snot out of Ron Palillo? Was it?
I don't think
was
he was in.
No, he was there.
Tanya Hardy.
It might have been. I think they put him in the ring with Willis.
What you talking about?
Who's like a hardened criminal?
No. You mean Todd Bridges? And no, that's not correct.
That's not correct. Who was
no
in
way.
With Todd Bridges?
I really don't know, but I'll get to the bottom of this.
You're gonna get to the bottom of this.
So
as
who?
Quickly as possible.
Who was the other guy with on Bob and Doug McKenzie?
It was Dave Thomas.
Oh yeah,
founder of Wendy's.
No.
No.
Dave Thomas would be well known for being on a sitcom with the one with Grace.
Will and Grace?
No, not Will and Grace. The other one with the ex crackhead comedian lady.
It was Todd Bridges
Grace
and
Under
Vanilla
Fire?
Ice.
Todd Bridges and
oh,
Vanilla
yeah.
Ice. What was it?
Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire.
With
and Dave Thomas was on there.
That not very funny comedian lady.
Isn't her name, the hell's her name?
You're talking Grace. About on Saturday, on what now? Who? I've been paying attention.
Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire? Yeah. That was.
The hell was her name?
Yeah.
IMDb is so good. Brett Butler.
Thank you. Yes.
Not funny.
And Dave.
She was funnier when she was on The Sauce.
She's not a bad comedian. Comedian.
She makes an excellent converter of carbon oxygen to carbon dioxide.
Oh man, we went to the comedy show. This past weekend.
Which
and,
one?
At the Pickwick and Frolic. Hilarious.
What'd you think of that place?
Well, it's a great comedy theater. It's a big comedy.
Really?
It's a big room for comedy. It's got like a balcony section and everything. The food was awful. I'll be plain. It actually made me. It gave me some gastroenteritis.
Okay.
I had to take an emergency crap at a dance club in the warehouse district.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, I would have paid.
Have
money
you ever
to watch
seen
your...
the bathroom scene in Trainspotting?
Yeah, like that.
Oh,
you were
a little bit. Not
you
quite
were that,
that
guy
bad.
Taking a crap.
Not that bad. I was the guy that every 2 minutes. Some drunk asshole would be like, "Who's in there? God damn it!" And I'm like, "Shitting, you know,
taking a deuce in line."
Pinching. I wasn't even pinching a loaf. I was more like
splattering
I was
the
more
walls,
like tapping the keg.
Tapping the keg. Okay, so I've got
an
the answer to
explosion.
Who Ron Palillo fought. The correct answer is anyone. Last
he
chance.
He got his ass kicked.
Dustin Diamond.
Oh, that's right.
Screech
beat the shit out of
a 45-year-old man ish. Type guy. Yeah. Also
Dustin
William
Diamond
Refrigerator Perry
had been lifting some weight.
Fought Manute Bol.
Well,
he looks
did?
Pretty
who
mean.
Did?
It says Refrigerator Perry fought Manute Bol, which I can't imagine was anything more than just an absolute ass beating. And Joey Buttafuoco fought Joni Allure, a.k.a. China. That's what it says here.
She's
Celebrity
hot.
Boxing, too. You know, Irv thinks so, too. I'm not saying she's ugly. But I'm also not saying she's attractive.
Did Manute Bol die?
I don't know.
I think he was sick, but I don't think he died. He was drafted by the... I want to say he was... He later attended Cleveland State?
What? Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Manute Bol went to Cleveland State?
Player,
yeah, one time.
Basketball.
He
basketball.
Was 7 foot seven.
Fuck, fine.
There's a website, if you care.
It's
www.angelfire.com. I don't even know how it's going to work. Angelfire.com/sports/Manute Bol.
How do you spell Manute Bol?
M A N U T E.
Layer of Manute Bol.
B O L. That's called the layer of Manute Bol.
I'm already there. But I don't have any information. All I have is a picture of. This is no joke. I have a crappy animation of a gorilla picking the bugs off of another gorilla. That's no joke. And there's nothing else.
There's at the bottom, there's Manute Bol information.
No, there isn't. Not
yes,
on mine.
Scroll down.
It didn't have a scroll bar.
Has anyone
and
seen
I'll not
the
reload.
It says Manute sexy pictures in the gallery, and
he later attended Cleveland State University despite not having a strong command of written English.
That's right. Somebody, you and I both know, I believe it was Dave Seaman, saw him walking on the Case campus because of their ESL program. That is true. I did know that he went to Cleveland State. Wow. He currently lives in West Hartford, Connecticut. The Ring True Foundation can be reached at 866-547-8326. Put that in the show notes, pal.
If you go to the lair of Manute Bol...
Is it good enough to have the link to the lair, or do I have to put the phone number?
I don't know. If you put the lair of Manute Bol in there, there's a link near the bottom that says... more tight shit. Like that. It's tight. And then it says the battle, and it has a picture of two sumo wrestlers, and then below it, it says sumo versus Manute Bol, and it just has a picture of Manute Bol in a yellow suit holding a basketball. And it's, this guy is one of the most brilliant website designers I've ever seen.
We're going to talk about basketball websites. We should plug CavsHistory.com.
Oh, my God. The best fan site ever. Of any, in any sport, of anything. CavsHistory.com, made by your friend and ours, Senor Crapple, Doug Cassidy. It's an amazing website that is so good that rather than shut it down for a hideous copyright violation, the Cavaliers instead let it live so that they can pull from it for their own media guide this year. They took some of his Photoshop pictures and things that he did of like courts and uniforms and stuff and put it in the media guide. And it's kind of a nice symbiotic relationship he's got. They love the site.
That's awesome.
Guys over at the Cavs front office, they think the site's incredible.
Dude, man, can you hook us up with some tickets or what?
Brought to you by CavsHistory.
What's that?
He should be able to hook us up with some tickets.
WNBA tickets.
He didn't give him any tickets.
That's wrong.
I don't think he asked for them. Of course, he's in Santa Monica, so.
Well, he could give them to us, or we could give them out to our listening audience.
Whoa!
Probably all of our listening audience.
I know. We probably could.
Hey, Shane, you want to fly in from West Coast? Come on in.
Is Shane really on the West Coast?
I have no idea.
Didn't you mail him a T-shirt?
Been on the show like four times.
Oh yeah, I think I did mail him a T-shirt. I think it was in Pennsylvania or something.
Pennsylvania's on the West Coast.
It is. You're standing backwards.
Of New Jersey.
It's on the West Coast of the Allegheny Mountains.
Right.
So, whatever.
I'm tired of typing. Should we call it a show?
Yeah, we can call it a show. Oh, by the way, you should go back to the lair. You should go back to the lair of Manute Bol and the little animation of the sumos and the spinning DJ under some tight shit.
I did look at that, actually.
You know, Irv...
not impressed.
Does AM1300 still exist, or are they shut down now?
No, they still exist. They actually recently...
They changed formats, though,
right? Well, a little bit, because in the morning, somebody came in and bought all their airtime during the week from 6 to 9.
And show what?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but Capitalist Cleveland is going to get moved to 9 o'clock.
Really?
On Tuesdays, yeah. And I'm going to be the co-host.
9 o'clock, man. Nobody's gonna be. I mean, everybody's gonna be at work.
Yeah, well, they're gonna listen to their radios at their desks.
Okay.
Punk motherfucker.
No.
Anyway, I was gonna say, you know, you should look into getting into that sports show that used to be on before us. I think you'd fit in all right.
With the four huge brothers.
Yeah.
Well, was that the name of the show?
Your command of sports trivia and history is pretty formidable.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit. I can't really hang when they start going old school on, like, you know, the Browns or something, you know, when they start, Mike Pruitt was the shit, you know, or something like that.
Shit.
I won't know what the hell to say.
Well, you don't have to know everything. Or
that's when I like football.
Make it up.
Cardiac Kids. Those were the days.
Cardiac
A's.
Kids, baby. Red Right, 88. Boo.
Yep.
Kick the field goal.
What's all this negativity towards Mr. Dawson lately?
Richard Dawson?
Phil
Dawson?
Yeah.
Did he miss a couple field goals or something?
Well,
he missed a field goal.
I heard on the radio that he missed, you know, he was a key participant in missing points that might have changed the outcome.
He's usually
of the game.
A key participant in missed field goals.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, he may be the cause of many of them.
Like, people were calling up and saying that, you know, although he makes field goals, he misses the game clinching ones.
No, I don't agree.
You don't agree with that?
All right, look, we're going to wrap the show up because we're going to...
unplug all the equipment.
We're going to give Matt a demonstration of how to make Santorum.
I'm going to give him a UFIA.
All right, Matt's pissed
I'll
off.
Be leaving the building.
Leaving, what a good
run
idea.
Run screaming. All right, thanks for listening, Shane, and everybody else. And we'll have those links up on the blog, and we'll have the show transcribed at some point, and that ought to about do it. Thanks very much. Tune in next week when we think of new ways to disgust Matt. What? You were going to say something?
Are we having a show next week?
Are we having a show next week?
Is next week, it's not Christmas yet, right? That's the week after.
Next week
it's on the 25th this year.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Certain of it.
No, what's next Wednesday?
It's the 14th.
14th, okay. Never mind then.
14th.
So then I have a legitimate question. Are we having a show the week of Christmas the 21st? If I did my math wrong.
Sure, why not?
You don't need to know that.
You're out of town?
Yeah. Talk about this.
Sure they do.
Okay.
All right, we're out.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.